Hello.
Hey, Silvano, it's Scott.
How are you, Scott?
Good. How are you doing? Sorry I missed you. I was out at lunch, but just got your message.
No problem. I don't know if you got my email last night.
Last night, let me see. Sorry, give me a second. I'm pulling up the... let's see. Last one I got here from you was yesterday about the email about asking for the credit card revenues, and you didn't want to do...
The thing is that, Scott, I don't really want to get involved into the credit card thing. I really wanted the monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changed, you know, from what we originally spoke about, and, you know, it was a simple application, and then the monthly payments if I was approved. But now it's the credit card thing, and I don't want the credit card thing. I just got out from one, and I don't want to get into another one.
Okay. Well, you know, the credit card thing is just one option. We've got a lot of different programs. We have loans that don't work off the credit cards deposits. They're paid directly out of your bank account. And the reason we went from the traditional monthly equipment loan to looking at the working capital was just because it was a German dealer and we can't pay a German dealer directly, so that's why I was just trying to come up with a alternate possible solution for you and look at a working capital loan to see if we can still get you the cash and get you the funding you needed for the purchase. Just trying to think outside the box a bit.
The thing is that because it's an unsecured loan, that it will be, it has to be that way. And really, really, there is not another way to do it, do it in a secured way. So this way we can do the original application, I don't know.
Yeah, unless there was, with equipment, unless there was it was going through like a reseller in the U.S. We can't deal directly with a out-of-country a vendor.
Okay, you can think into something else, maybe. I don't know.
And, that's what I was thinking, the working capital loan instead, because, based on the revenues you had, we'd probably be able to get you an unsecured loan in the amount that you're looking for the purchase. That'd be kind of the alternative there. And so let me back up a little bit. So you said you just got out of one of those loans. Yeah. Was it a ACH from your checking account, or was it a merchant credit card where they kept a percentage each day?
No, it was an ACH.
Okay.
No, it was a percentage of the credit card every day.
Okay.
It was 15% every day, and it killed me. It really killed me for a couple of years. And not only that, they ripped me off. They charged me 45% interest onto the money. So it was very high, extremely high. I really wanted to get into a normal loan, like you told me, one single digit or maybe 10%. But, for a couple of years, monthly payment, this I will do, but no, not something else.
Yeah, and, we do offer loans like that. Unfortunately, the situation is just that it was I didn't realize, if I'd known it was an out-of-country vendor to begin with, could have let you know that. I wasn't, I hope you don't feel I was trying to be deceptive with your, try to steer you a different road. I didn't know it was a out-of-country vendor.
Okay. So, I don't know. Let me think if you can think into something else and let me know. I don't know.
Yeah, if you wanted to look at, we have with those ACH type loans like you did before, you're saying you paid, it ended up being a 45% payback on that loan?
It was very high, yes.
Yeah, by nature of being an unsecured loan, they are going to be more expensive than a traditional equipment loan where it's secured by the equipment. I can you know, I can tell you that our ACH, our capital type loans aren't quite as high as that. I mean, they're going to be more expensive than equipment, but I mean, if you wanted to,
let me ask you something. I have a copier that I am financing with. I'm leasing it with another company.
Okay.
Maybe you can buy back from them this copier and give me a little more and finance it through you.
We don't do refinancing of existing equipment loans. Now, do you have any equipment that you own outright, free and clear?
All the equipment I have, yes.
Okay, what type of equipment do you have that you own outright?
Viola Labs amplifier. I have T plus A CD player. I have a few things.
Mm-hmm. What would you estimate the total?
Viola Lab. Okay. The Viola Lab alone, we're talking about $22,000 for the amplifier and pre-amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
If we can finance maybe half of that, $10,000.
Okay, that's, you know, that is something we potentially could do. That's not really my area of expertise here, so what I can do is chat with one of the guys that does that type of program and see if that's something we potentially could do there, and I can give you a shot back.
Okay,
that'd be okay. All right, I will I'll check on that and I'll give you a buzz back in just a little bit.
Okay.
Here. Okay.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Me too, bye-bye.